The Mishnah says that a kohen sheshimish betumah, the pirchei kehuna, would take this kohen out, and they literally would beat him up. Umaftzien es moichai begzirin. So just one mara makim, and that is, there's a toisefta in Masechtas Kelim, Paragalef. So this is in Bava Kama Paragalef. So when we learned Bava Basra, we talked a lot about this, that just like the three Bavas are broken up into Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, in Tosefta Masechtas Kelim, you have the same thing. There's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Right? This is one of the rayas that really Kula Nezik and Chada Masechtahi, and the three Bavas are not so much three Masechtas, but they're three Bavas, three entranceways to this one Masechta. Right? If the Masechta is not Bava Kam, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra. So what is the name of the Masechta? So we said it's Nezikin, right? It's Meseches Nezikin. The Seder Nezikin and there's Meseches Nezikin. Just like you have in Seder Tyrus. You have Meseches Tyrus and Seder Tyrus. You have the Bina Nezikin. That one Masechta is divided into three groups. Bava Kam, Bava Tzir, Bava Basra. But kids, you have the same thing in Tosefta Kelim. So in Bava Kam of Tosefta Kelim, this is Perek Aleph Vav. So there's a very interesting discussion. Nichnasin Lebein Ha'ulam Lumezbech Shalei Rochzi Daim V'raglaim Divir Remeir. Remeir held that if somebody wanted to go between the ulam and the mizbeach without first washing his hands and his feet from the kiyar, this was something he was allowed to do. The chachamim said, it's not okay. Shimon Hatzonua lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. Shimon Hatzonua told Rabbi Eliezer, ani nechnasti lebein ulam b'lo mizbeach, shaloi rochotzi daim raglayim. Says, I don't know. It's a machlokes tanaim. I'll tell you a ma'isa shaya. I did it. Amaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Shimon Hatzonua, tell me, mi chaviv, who's more beloved? Ata, you, or kohen gadol? Oh, Yeshayasaki was quiet. Amale, boishat aloymer. The reason you're being quiet is because you're embarrassed to answer the question. Because you know, shekal boishal kohen gadol, that even the dog of the kohen gadol, chavav heimech, is more chavav than you. And then he went on and he told him, I want you to know that afilu kohen gadol, even if the kohen gadol would enter the area, bein ulam lemizbeach, poitzin es moichoi begizrin. They would take him and they would crush his moyach with these beams. Matasa, what could I do? You're a lucky man. Because when you did it, you got away. And the reason you're lucky is shaloi mitzaacha balapo. Because the bean somehow missed you and he didn't get a hold of you. So if this Tosefta sounds familiar, we once spoke at a raid bite from Rav Reuven Margolis. And this is for sure a top 10 Rav Reuven Margolis of all time. The name of the raid bite is The Mysterious Family of the Bean, where Reb Reuven Margolis talks about who's the balapul, who is the bean, and why is he crushing people's brains. But this Mishnah and this sugya very much reminded me of this Tosefta. It's mamish the same nusach where somebody did something that he wasn't allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and someone pulls out a baseball bat and literally whacks him in the head. I mean, this is as old school gets. But you find it in two places. You have it in here in a Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. You have it in Tosefta in Bava Kama of Masechtas Kelim. What exactly is going on here? This is a little bit Einoy Oimer Elo Darsheni, but as it relates to the Balapol, who he is, an absolute, incredibly brilliant insight from Abraham Margolis, The Mysterious Family of the Bean.